Oh, my home and my life has been a complete disaster. It's the Brett Magus Show. We are commercial free. And so back in like September, I started getting like water in my basement. And then in November, we had that huge rainstorm and it just flooded. And I talked to you about it, how it just was a miserable experience. We had to rip up all the carpet, had to get rid of all the stuff, lost a bunch of furniture. The whole process sucked at the end of the year. And then now, in the new year, my father-in-law is extremely handy. He is coming in with helping us with some of those repairs to the, you know, the damage that was done to the basement. And then while he was here, we're like, oh, well, then we'll have him do some remodel stuff and do some things to make and improve the house. So I had my father-in-law come live with me the second week of January, and he's been with us for over 2 weeks now. Got that going for me. And then in the middle of the process, my dad, you know, wanted to be a dad, and he's like, well, I'll come and help too. Like, my dad is not a handy guy. So I had both dads living with me at one time. That was stressful. There was nowhere for them to stay. Mm-hmm. They're sleeping in this basement that just has one bed in a cement area, and my dad was sleeping on the couch. There's one TV down there. They're like roommates, I guess, sharing the TV, rotating, chatting about life. And it's funny because both of the dads, you know, they're like, oh, like cracking jokes, all these passive aggressive comments, whatever, just being dudes. But every day they'd be like, why don't you have us on the radio? Why don't you have us come film? So I set it up. I was like, I'm going to have AB come and film. I think twice I had to cancel with AB because everyone was yelling.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys?
Ugly.
Yeah. And then they brought it up yesterday. Hey, how come that girl never came in to film? Because when you were supposed to film that day, I reminded him, he left. My father-in-law stormed out.
Yeah, you texted me. He was like, well, my father-in-law just stormed out and took the car and is going on a drive. And I was like, so I'm not coming over?
Or? No, you gotta come over.
Goes, I need to get out of here. I need to get out of here.
Awesome,
and he left.
Content,
yeah. And he went to Lion's Choice. He's been going to Lion's Choice every day for a break. He goes every single day. He knows like the worker there. So I don't really know how I would describe the process because it's going. There's a lot of tension. My house literally yesterday looks like, my father-in-law goes, man, it looks like a tornado hit this thing. Because I have two little kids. I have a 3.5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. And so they're just like, they have no space to play because they play mainly in the basement because that's usually their play area. My wife's office is down in the basement. She has like nowhere to work. And then usually we've just been living upstairs the last couple of months, which has been stressful already. But they're renovating the bathroom and the kitchen. So like literally my entire place has like boards everywhere, paint everywhere. Like, you can't tell little kids not to touch paint, or you could try. They've touched the paint multiple times.
Oh, boy.
So it's just been a process. But it's coming along slowly.
This has been stressful to even watch, like, on the sidelines. I think even taking out the whole renovation, which is a huge stressor, but taking all that away and still just having guests in your home for the past month is stressful. It doesn't matter who it is staying with you. When someone else is in your home, it, like, shifts things.
Yeah.
It makes it hard. So then to have two guests in your home, plus renovations, plus having two very, lack for a better word, like egotistical grown men in there too. Like, that is just a lot.
There's a lot going on. But it's coming along. Like, honestly, the kitchen is almost done. The goal is to finish that this weekend. It looks completely different. Our bathroom looks completely different. And I wouldn't have been able to do this without having him stay. Like, because these projects, like, if you were to, like, actually have someone, like, do it, it would be outrageous. Like, he literally goes, when you called me and asked me for some help to my wife, because, you know, you know, your dad, and you be my daughter. Of course I said yes. I didn't know I was going to renovate your entire house.
Yeah, you're basically flipping it. Yeah, you better be thankful.
I know.
Yeah.
He was like, literally, I'm flipping a house in 3 weeks. We only got him for like another week, and I'm literally going to be flipping it. So I am. We tell him thank you, and then we cook him meals every single day. My favorite quote, though, was my son, because I almost use this as my best thing someone said to me this week. My son looks at him and goes, he calls him Papa Dave. He goes, Papa Dave, I've never seen anyone drink as much pop as you. You don't even, like, touch the water.
Oh!
And that man does. He goes through, like, gallons of Coke, man. And so, like, the kids ran in yesterday. We went grocery shopping. I took him out of the house so he could do some work, and I took the kids grocery shopping. They ran in with, like a bunch of 2 liters. Each of them had 2 2-liters, my little kids. And Papa Dave was, like, guzzling them down. They're like, there you go, Papa Dave. You got your Coke.
Whatever you got to do to flip this house, buddy.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering how much help I've been, none. I have been like almost zero help.
You stayed out of their way, right? That's your job. You're being smart.
You know what? That's what I'm doing. You're welcome.
That's a big role, Brett. Big role.
So we've printed out tools since I've had these tools laying around my house, and now they're going to show me the tool, and I'm going to see if I know what it does or if I've learned anything during these renovations. I'll go through the test in 3 minutes.